What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Something in the Way by Nirvana. Every time I hear that song, it makes me think of The Batman starring Robert Pattinson. A, because it is used in the movie, and B, because there was a meme parody of the song. Which I can't say on air, but it's funny. Look it up if you want to be in the know. But this week I decided to do a very interesting theme, something very special, unique, which is songs that have similar vibes. So these will be pairings of songs that have similar vibes, whether the instruments are similar, the sound of the just overall sound of the melody is similar. But like the vibe is just similar between these two artists when they were creating these two songs, at least to me, maybe not to you, hopefully somewhat to you. In some cases it might be like direct inspiration, or in some cases it might just be like, naturally, that's how the progression of that genre went from one artist to another, so it makes sense that the sounds are similar. Or it's just a happy accident where the artist just made, the two artists made songs that sounded similar. So we had Something in the Way by Nirvana, and the song that I felt was similar, specifically the choruses are similar to me, is Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Face lies the snake. Oh,
That, of course, was Olivia Rodrigo and Pretty Isn't Pretty from her latest album, Guts. And in case you missed it, the extended edition with, I think it's three additional songs, Guts Spilled, she released on Friday. So definitely check out the new songs. I actually didn't get around to listening to Guts when it came out originally. I don't know why. Sometimes new albums come out of artists that I like and I either miss it or I hear about it and I just never get around to hearing the songs. I actually heard Vampire, which was the main single from that album, from Fortnite, which is the first time I heard it. And when Spilled released, my girlfriend, who loves Olivia Rodrigo, had me listen to the whole album. And I really like this song, Pretty Isn't Pretty. It's really nice. And I remember I did comment this to her. And I said, it sounds an awful lot. This song sounds an awful lot like it was inspired by the OG emos. And they're not emo, they're actually goth. Little boys. The Cure. And I love The Cure. And so, like, the instrumentals of this song, especially at the beginning, really, really reminded me of The Cure. And specifically of one song. One song about little boys. And what they shouldn't be doing.
I wish ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked, money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got a mouth to feed, there ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked, money don't grow on trees.
Bars. Bars. That was Cage the Elephant and Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Banger. Banger. They're actually releasing a new album in, what, a month and a half? I think it comes out mid-late May. I know it's called Neon Pill because they already released the single and it's a banger. But love Cage the Elephant. I love that song. But that song, every time I listen to it, reminds me, this comparison and the Pretty Isn't Pretty and Boys Don't Cry comparison is kind of what caused me to want to make this episode about songs with similar vibes. Because every time I listen to Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant, it always makes me think of Beck. And specifically, Loser by Beck. Now, that's the next song, but before I play it, I need to explain. This song seems like a more developed and rhythmic, melodic version of Loser by Beck. Beck seems like he made it a little more bare bones, stringier, scrawnier, more raw. And then this seems like it was more, I don't know, like I said, melodic. But I've always thought that the grunge of the guitar and the drum in both songs have always sound very similar, have always portrayed the same vibe, like they recorded it back to back in the same studio, that kind of thing. But now that I've pleaded my case, here is Beck and I'm a Loser Baby, So Why Don't You Kill Me.
So I won't get the door. cause one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite that's choking on the splinters. So
locked myself in a hotel room, then waited all night for the walls to move. I love some girls that I barely knew. I made some friends and I lost some too. Crashed my car, I was 17. I'm the satellite and you're the sky.
So that was Andrew McMahon in the wilderness doing Cecilia and the Satellite. And before that was Capital Cities doing Safe and Sound. In my brain, since I was little, I always used to get those two songs mixed up. I remember distinctly now that Safe and Sound was the song that they would always play at this junior card program that I would do every summer, and I'd always play it when we do dance parties. I don't remember that. And Cecilia and the Satellite is the one that was in that god awful movie Pan with Hugh Jackman, and when Rooney Mara played a Native American, and that all that stuff went down. Jesus. They also sang what did they sing? They sang Hugh Jackman, and most people sang something. I think, was it Creep? I don't remember. I want to look it up real quick because this is important. All Pan songs movie. Let's see if this looks. Okay. Smells Like Teen Spirit. That's it. That's the one. Not Creep by Radiohead. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. They sing a cappella chant style, all men. and it's crazy. And that movie is so bad, and it's so funny thinking back on that movie. And that movie will always be, this song will always be associated with that movie, with Hugh Jackman, Captain Hook, and Rooney Mara, fake Native American, and Smells Like Teen Spirit chant in a mine. Oh my God, that movie was crazy. Going off on a quick tangent, remakes that choose to be its own thing is fine, but if you go too much your own thing, it's weird. Second tangent, there are a lot of Peter Pan movies, live action movies, and there was a period of my life where I went down a little rabbit hole and watched a lot of them. Top two favorites: the live action Peter Pan from 2002 or 2003, I can't remember, the one with Jason Isaacs that he plays Captain Hook and Mr. Darling. Banger. Seventh birthday, that movie was in everyone's goodie bags at my seventh birthday party. Watch that DVD to oblivion. I think it still works, but I did watch it a lot of times. And the bonus features. And that's where I got into bonus features in movies. I liked watching them because of that movie. Second one, Rizzy Fonz, Captain Hook, Neverland. The crocodiles have eight legs, and they are the size of buses. It is really cool, and it's the show. It's like an origin movie about the Peter Pan story, and about how Captain Hook became Captain Hook, how the Lost Boys got there, why, you know, Captain Hook and TikTok the Croc are enemies, you know. Banger. I haven't rewatched that one in a long time. I kind of want to rewatch that one, but two live-action Peter Pan movies. Don't watch Peter Pan and Wendy. Yuck. Don't watch Pan. Yuck. Watch Peter Pan 2002, 2003. I can't remember. Or Neverland. Bangers. And now it's time to do the PSA. Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Woo! The title of this PSA is... Why not cover your computer camera? I think I've done this one before, but we're going to do it again. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's like a thing that I do. Like, if you're not using a device, just either close it or cover the camera. Kind of weird. People want to watch you, but sometimes they do. What can I say? Today was the first day back from spring break, which was super fun. We're in the final stretch, because essentially this is the last month of classes, and then it's just finals. And then it's bye-bye for the year, which is so exciting. Unfortunately, however, the format of all of my classes for the semester involved brainstorming and preliminary planning for this final month. And now all of my classes are culminating in projects that I have to start now, all of them. And I'm not looking forward to that because it's going to be busy. And I have so much reference material to find for different things. I don't even want to get into it. Basically, everything built up to this month. Like, it was smooth sailing January through March, and then April goes BAM! And I'm gonna die. But it's so fun because we're here in the studio listening to music, talking about live action Peter Pan movies, and how Cecilia and the Satellite is associated with one of them. Crazy. But I have a couple more comparisons for you. The last two are very special in my heart because they are connected with a couple artists that I really, really love. And I've spoken about them many a time on the show. The first, which I've talked about this and the comparison before, so... it won't be a surprise because they've literally said that their inspiration was this other group. But I wanted an excuse to play both of them, and specifically both of these songs, because they are bangers. They are undeniable bangers. So, in case you haven't figured out who I'm going to play, here is Joey Valence and Bray and their banger from their first and only album, Punk Tactics. They are coming out with a second album, which I'm very excited for, but their first and only album, Punk Tactics, one of their singles, as featured in, oh my gosh, this song has been featured in so many things. It was in the Good Burger remake. It's in this new baseball video game, like the official one from the MLB. I think it's called The Show. I don't know. They posted about it on Instagram. Here is Hooligang. Gang.
Yo, you want to see something cool? No. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah, that was pretty cool, I guess.
No sleep till! Yeah.
That was, of course, the Beastie Boys and No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Joey Valance and Bray have discussed a lot about how they were heavily inspired by Beastie Boys in their sound and their vibe. Obviously, they took it and made it their own thing, but the sound comparisons are definitely there between both of them, and I think it's great. Beastie Boys are great. They have a great sound. Joey Valance and Bray, they're great. They got a great sound. They're both distinct, but they both, you can tell they both reside within the same subgenre, which is, it's cool, because it's a cool subgenre. Obviously, when they list genres on streaming services, Joey Valance and Bray see themselves as alternative, while the Beastie Boys see themselves as hip-hop. Do with that what you will. I personally would put them both under hip-hop rather than alternative, but I feel like alternative is now the default genre for anything that isn't poppy, isn't just straight typical pop, you know, like Olivia Rodrigo, it's pop. Dua Lipa, pop. Harry Styles, pop. But then you get into Phoebe Bridgers, it's popular, but it's not pop, it's alternative. Or you hear I'm trying to think of more people, but I can't, so I'm not gonna, and I'm gonna move on from this point I'm trying to make, and basically just say that, yeah, I like both of them, Beastie Boys and Joey Valance and Bray. I like their sound, and I like that the progression of one led to the other. I think that's really cool. I got one more pair of songs for you guys, and this pair is very special because this pair is two, I would say, formative artists in my music knowledge journey, I would say. So I'm going to preface them both now and talk about them a little bit. So the first song I got for you guys is I Wish by Stevie Wonder. That was a song that I think I've talked about this before. I did used to do open mics and perform music live. I did used to sing. And this was one of the songs that I sang, I think, sixth grade. I remember. And that was like, this was a song. I liked listening to Stevie Wonder, but I really liked this song. And it just stood out to me. Such a distinct, with the bass line, the boom, 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 boom. Great. Really, really nice. The second song that leads into this is Cosmic Girl by Jamiroquai. They both reside under the same style. And the bass line, while Jamiroquai synthesizes everything a little more, it's very similar vibes to the music. And Jamiroquai was actually the very first artist that I myself heard without anyone's help. I heard him, I remember, I was at a taqueria in LA, and they were playing the Little L music video on the TV. And I was like, that is banger. And I like looked him up myself. I was like, okay, Jamiroquai, I want to look this guy up. And I read all about him. I was like, yo, this is banger. And then from there, my love of Jamiroquai expanded. So first up, to close out the evening, morning, it is almost 2 a.m., here is I Wish by Stevie Wonder.
Was the Christmas.
If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre's 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday and a great last month of the semester.